Welcome to Helpline 3. I'm Jade Balexup. Today we are talking with board-certified rheumatologist Dr. Robert Goodman of the Arthritis and Rheumatology Clinic here in Shreveport about psoriatic arthritis. Dr. Goodman will take an in-depth look at the latest information regarding treatments for the next half hour, and will also answer our viewer questions. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Goodman.
Glad to be here, Jade.
Absolutely. So before we get started, we would like for you, our viewers, to know that Dr. Goodman will give an overview of psoriatic arthritis for the first 10 minutes of our simulcast, and following that, call us with any questions you may have about psoriatic arthritis using the number at the bottom of your screen, 318-219-4569, and we will take your questions from 1210 to 1230. So, Dr. Goodman, what is psoriatic arthritis?
Well, psoriatic arthritis, Jade, is an autoimmune disease in which people get inflammation of the skin, that is the skin rash and of psoriasis, and then they get inflammation of the joints that we recognize as psoriatic arthritis.
And so tell us, who tends to get psoriatic arthritis?
Well, psoriatic arthritis tends to occur in people who have a family member that maybe have psoriasis or Crohn's disease or psoriatic arthritis themselves. If you look at 100 patients that have psoriasis, about 25 or 30% of them will also get an inflammatory disease of the skin or tendons or joints and ligaments that we recognize as psoriatic arthritis. So about a quarter to maybe a third of patients that get the skin rash, psoriasis, they also get psoriatic arthritis. And that usually affects people in their productive years, age 20 to 50.
So what are the symptoms of psoriatic arthritis?
Usually the patient with psoriatic arthritis will have developed a skin rash of psoriasis that started maybe 3 or 4 years ago. That skin rash will then cause problems with rash on the elbows or in the scalp or on the knees. That rash will be a raised red rash, and it will have red scales, silver scales on top of it. They would go to the dermatologist, and the dermatologist would say that's classic psoriasis. About a quarter of them, or maybe a third of them, that same autoimmune attack on their skin will also target their joints, the small joints in the hands, but it could also attack the large joints like our knees or ankles. And it's interesting, Jay, that it can attack the connection of the tendons to the bones. This connection doctors call the enthesis, so it can cause inflammation of this connection, this enthesis, and so we put the suffix itis on the end of a medical word. So psoriatic arthritis is an enthesitis, and it then can cause inflammation in tendons, joints, ligaments, not only in the small joints of the hands and the feet, in the large joints of the hips, knees, ankles, elbows, but it can also cause inflammation in our neck and back as well.
That sounds really painful. So are there more specific signs and symptoms of psoriatic arthritis?
Besides those, it's usually the person has the skin rash, the swollen joints, and when the doctor will do lab tests for other inflammatory diseases, when they do lab tests for rheumatoid arthritis, when they do lab tests for lupus, those lab tests will typically be normal or negative. And those lab tests, so psoriatic arthritis is called a seronegative polyarthritis or a seronegative arthritis. Sero mean the clear part of the blood that is tested in a lab. Negative means the rheumatoid factor is typically negative in these patients. So those are some of the other features that a doctor may see on his physical exam or see in lab testing. On x-ray, the patient may have damage to the joints, damage to the bones right next to the joints, and also damage to the tendons and ligaments as well.
So if someone is experiencing these symptoms, when should they see a doctor?
Some of these symptoms can get better. Their patch of psoriasis might get better with some topical treatments and come very infrequently. Their joint symptoms might get better with a simple anti-inflammatory like ibuprofen, Advil, or Aleve. But if those symptoms persist for a few months, if those symptoms continue, depending on whether the symptoms are targeting the skin more or the joints more, they may be going to their primary care doctor. They may end up in the dermatologist office. They may end up in the rheumatologist office. And we have a lot of new medicines that can help those patients with psoriatic arthritis. I'm sure our viewers see a lot of advertisements these days for treatment of psoriatic arthritis with these new medications that are used to treat that disease.
Mm-hmm. So what causes it?
We don't really know, but we think that there is a standoff between the community of bacteria in our intestinal tract and our own immune system. And most people's immune system sees the bacteria in the intestinal tract as not being a threat. But one person in 80 or one person in 100, their immune system views that bacteria in their gut or their bacteria surrounding the body that doctors call the microbiome as being a threat, and the immune system makes a mistake, and in responding to those bacteria, it causes inflammation in the skin that we recognize as psoriasis, and inflammation in the joints that we recognize as psoriatic arthritis. It's kind of like the immune system is engaging in a friendly fire incident and damaging the wrong thing.
Mm. And are there certain risk factors associated with psoriatic arthritis?
Well, the risk factors tend to be if your parents or siblings had psoriasis, if your parents or siblings had psoriatic arthritis, or if they had Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, two other related autoimmune diseases. That's one risk factor. Another risk factor, this is a disease, Jay, that affects men about equally to women. Rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, other diseases that you and I have talked about, will affect women much more than men. But in this disease, in psoriatic arthritis, it's almost unified that it's men and women about equal. Tends to occur in people of Northern European backgrounds, so Scotch-Irish people who inherited red hair and freckles, mm-hmm. may be a little bit more of a proclivity to get psoriatic arthritis over other ethnicities.
What would you say are some complications that can occur with psoriatic arthritis?
Well, some of the complications, if this inflammatory process affecting the tendons, the entheses, or if this inflammatory process attacks the joints long enough, it can damage the joints and cause irreversible damage, and the joints might need to be replaced or have a joint replacement. It can also cause inflammation of the tendons and cause the tendons to stiffen up and be very rigid, and it can affect the tendons of our neck and back and cause our neck and back to be very stiff or tight. And it can overlap with another condition that is a cousin disease called ankylosing spondylitis, which means inflammation of the spine that causes it to be bent and inflexible. Mm. Ankylosing spondylitis basically means that in Latin.
Okay. Is there a cure for this?
Not a cure, but we have, as our viewers will know, we have lots of new medications to treat that, to push back on that inflammation in a very precise manner. And, you know, any viewer of television will see, goodness, there's a lot of advertisements for psoriatic arthritis medications. You see Cyndi Lauper advertising a medicine called Cosentyx. You see advertisements for Humira and Enbrel. Phil Mickelson in previous years is the famous golfer who got psoriatic arthritis, and he was having to get out of playing professional golf. He went to doctors, went to a rheumatologist, and was placed on the medicine Enbrel several years ago, and was able to get back into playing golf and winning tournaments and playing at a professional level. So it is a very treatable disease. We have a plethora of new medications to try to help. So there's a lot of hope in controlling both the psoriatic skin disease and the psoriatic joint disease. Phil Mickelson's odyssey into psoriatic arthritis and bringing attention to it was now 15 or 18 years ago. Since then, there have been many new medications that if the person has more skin disease or if the person has more joint disease, doctors today can really help them, whether that doctor is a rheumatologist or whether that doctor is a dermatologist. This is an area of medicine where both specialties deal with these treatments.
Mm-hmm. So we want to take your calls right now, 318-219-4569. Call with your questions about psoriatic arthritis. We want to hear from you. The lines are open, so make sure you get your calls in to Dr. Goodman. So tell us more about these treatments that are available for psoriatic arthritis. How can they help, and what do you recommend?
Well, it depends on the patient, and, mm-hmm. and some of it depends on the patient's insurance, because some of these treatments are very expensive. But the overall approach of these treatments, Jade, is to push back on the immune system and say, don't damage her skin, don't damage her joints, don't damage her tendons, the patient who is suffering with psoriatic arthritis, psoriatic tendonitis, and psoriatic skin disease. It can also affect the nails. And cause a nail disease that can be hard for the dermatologist can usually readily identify this nail problem is a fungal nail problem and this nail problem is a psoriatic nail problem. So all of those four different areas can be affected, and the medicines can push back on that treatment. Historically, the older medications that are now generic have been, a long time ago, steroids would be used to push back on the inflammation of psoriatic arthritis, as well as the inflammation of rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and other inflammatory diseases. But steroids have a lot of side effects. They might be helpful in getting the inflammation under control in a matter of hours or a few days, but as weeks and months roll by, the side effects of steroids outweigh the benefits of steroids. So in the 1980s and 90s, there was a transition to move on to a group of medicines that are called the disease-modifying anti-rheumatic medicines, or DMARDs. One of those medicines is called methotrexate. Another medicine mm-hmm. is called sulfasalazine. An old medicine were the old gold shots, were used for both rheumatoid arthritis and psoriatic arthritis a long time ago. And then the modern era came into about the year 2000, and that modern era was to target the immune system. Where these previous medicines sort of carpet bombed the whole immune system, the modern era was to target the immune system as if there's an officer in the immunologic army that's making a mistake and giving his lower level soldiers an order to attack. I think those bacteria in her colon or his colon are doing the wrong thing, so we're going to attack, and in that attack, the skin gets damaged, the joint gets damaged. One of those communicating proteins from the officer to the enlisted men was called tumor necrosis factor, or TNF. So the first generation of biologic medicines for psoriatic arthritis were the TNF blockers. Enbrel, Phil Mickelson espoused, was one of the first that came online for that disease. Humira, Remicade, Simponi Aurea were also members of that first generation of treatment for both psoriatic arthritis and psoriatic skin disease. And some of those medicines also got expanded to be used in a disease I mentioned briefly, ankylosing spondylitis, as well as being used by our dermatology colleagues for the psoriatic skin disease alone, and by the gastrointestinal specialist for Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. So that was sort of a first generation of treatment in biologics. But where the TNF blockers would help the joints pretty well, the dermatologists were not satisfied, and the patients, quite frankly, weren't satisfied that some patients still had a lot of psoriatic skin disease, they maybe would have to wear long sleeve shirts. They would not be able to go to the beach and wear swim trunks. They would not be able to wear a sleeveless top or wear shorts in going to the park with their family, because they still had those patches of psoriasis, and people would ask, what's going on with you? Can I catch this from you? And the answer is no. But So different generations of medicines came along to block the immune system in slightly different ways. Another generation after the TNF blockers was a generation of medicines that included Taltz and Cosentyx. Taltz and Cosentyx block a communicating protein between the white blood cells. The communicating proteins between white blood cells, or white blood cells, are called leukocytes, and these communicating proteins are called interleukins. So a group of medicines called interleukin 17 blockers, or IL-17 blockers, were added to the mix. And if a person didn't get a good response with something like methotrexate, if they didn't get a good response with like a tumor necrosis factor or TNF blocker, they could try an interleukin 17 blocker. Cosentyx and Taltz are two members of that family, and they had the reputation of, hey, they can take the skin disease a lot further along the path of getting better. Cyndi Lauper has advertised for Cosentyx, and Cyndi Lauper likes to wear her hair sometimes in a mohawk. People with psoriasis often get a patch of psoriasis at the nape of the neck behind their left or right ear. And so there are scenes of Cyndi Lauper bounding up the stairs to get on stage, grabbing the microphone, so you know that her psoriatic joint disease in her knees is not too bad, because she can go up those stairs really quick. She can grab that microphone and sing. And then they take a shot and they look at the back of her neck and show that there's no patch of psoriasis there. And they're sending a message to patients that can be a message to our viewers that, hey, this medication takes care of not only the joint disease, but the skin disease. Other advertisements will, for other medications in that group, for Taltz, will show people going to a swimming pool, people playing tennis in a tennis skirt and a short sleeve shirt, short sleeve blouse. And then the new generation, besides Taltz and Cosentyx that are the interleukin 17 blockers, came along, and they're the interleukin 23 blockers that are now coming on the stage.
So there's a lot of different options out there. So tell us, okay, so we have a caller on the line right now, and I think we have, is it Lee on the line right now? Okay, Lee, how can we help you?
Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Yeah,
that's it.
What is your question?
Well, I've been worked in an oil field for a long time, and every time I move or wiggle or do anything, it hurts.
Lee, do you have any rashes that have ever been diagnosed by a dermatologist as psoriasis?
No, I do not have any rashes.
Your disease may not be psoriatic arthritis, but it could be the most common type of arthritis that can occur when people do heavy work like it sounds like you do, can be the wear and tear arthritis in the neck, back, or weight-bearing joints like the knees and hips. That wear and tear arthritis is called osteoarthritis, also known as degenerative joint disease when it affects the knees and fingers and hips. And it's also known as degenerative disc disease when it affects the joints of the neck and back. That type of arthritis usually doesn't respond to the medicines that I'm talking about today for psoriatic arthritis. That type of arthritis usually responds to, in a limited extent, to some of our other medications for inflammation, the general non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines. There's a medicine called duloxetine that can help the neck and back pain. But oftentimes, Lee, in the patients that have osteoarthritis, the common everyday type of arthritis, we rheumatologists don't have as many options for those patients. And so as our medicines, our medicines only have a limited impact on people with osteoarthritis, which it sounds like you have, they often end up in the orthopedic surgeon's offices to replace a worn out joint if it comes to that, or if their back pain is causing the discs and the bone spurs in their back to squeeze the nerves that are exiting their neck and going to their shoulders, or squeeze the nerves that are exiting their low back and going to their hips and legs. If those patients are having those symptoms, then spine surgeons may have to do surgery, and what the spine surgeon would be approaching would be to relieve the narrowing in the neck or back that is pinching the nerves. The Latin term for narrowing is stenos. So orthopedic surgeons who specialize in back and neck surgery, neurosurgeons who specialize in back and neck surgery, would do surgery for spinal stenosis. So the bottom line, Lee, rheumatologists do have a few medicines for osteoarthritis, the wear and tear type of arthritis, but the medicines that I'm talking about with Jade today for psoriatic arthritis probably wouldn't help the type of symptoms that I'm hearing you describe on television. But I don't mean to make a full diagnosis on television. It would be something that you would need to check out with your primary care doctor. If you can't get to the bottom of it, he can certainly see a rheumatologist like myself, and you could call our office at 318-424-9240 to make sure it is osteoarthritis that I suspect from hearing your symptoms and not psoriatic arthritis. I hope that's helpful, Lee. Thank you for the call.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the oil feels kind of rough on the body when you're young, but.
That's right. Yeah, I think we, us guys, we tend to do stupid things when we're younger. We think we're invincible, and then we get those aches and pains later on in life. And that is sort of classic osteoarthritis. The psoriatic arthritis that we're sort of focusing on today is independent of wear and tear like that. But I hope that information is helpful to you. If there's some question about do I have wear and tear osteoarthritis, or do I have psoriatic arthritis, or maybe psoriatic spondylitis, certainly start with your primary care doctor. You may end up in a rheumatologist's office. You may end up in an orthopedic surgeon's office. But there are treatments for all of the above. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Lee. All right, and we have Mo on the line. Back-to-back calls here. Mo, what is your question?
Good evening. I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it has gotten so bad, I can hardly straighten up. And it's horrible trying to get out of the bathtub.
And Mo, did you say rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes.
Okay. So rheumatoid arthritis is a bit closer in, if you call it the arthritis family of diseases, to psoriatic arthritis than the previous caller's arthritis was. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune inflammatory disease which attacks the small joints of the hands and the feet. It's different from psoriatic arthritis in a couple of respects. Principally, the person with rheumatoid arthritis does not have psoriasis, number one. And number two, there's a lab test for rheumatoid arthritis that's not perfect, but it tends to identify most of the people that have rheumatoid arthritis will have a positive rheumatoid factor and a positive test called the CCP test.
This rash.
And
the rash that we're talking about, that you were speaking of.
Now
I don't know if I have a particular rash, but my skin is very dry, and it's hard to keep it from.
Dry skin would probably not be a symptom of psoriatic arthritis. So apparently somebody made a diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis in you already. Is that correct?
Yes, my primary care doctor.
Yes.
They don't even know. I'm sorry. since I only have Medicaid, I can't even get to a doctor.
Medicaid patients, unfortunately, can be seen at LSU, but Medicaid pays many doctors so little that they can't afford to see Medicaid. But LSU does see Medicaid patients for general health care, and they also have a rheumatology clinic that can get you some help with rheumatoid arthritis, or if the patient might have had psoriatic arthritis as well. There are many of the medicines that I've mentioned, like Humira and Enbrel, that we talked about in the context of psoriatic arthritis, are also approved for rheumatoid arthritis and are also covered by Medicaid. So Medicaid covers medicines better than they cover doctor's care, but that's just how our politicians chose to set up the Medicaid and Medicaid payment system. That's a whole nother discussion.
Well, I've been taking Lord's help. That's about the only thing helping me straighten up and all.
And Lortab,
it's in my hips and my joints. I can't do nothing but sit down, because to walk is just too excruciating.
Lortab is a classic opioid. It will help the pain of rheumatoid arthritis.
About being addicted, and I've been taking them off and on for years.
Yes, sir.
And so, because I was a caregiver.
Yes, sir. And so being on the opioids, hopefully doctors will be able to find a treatment for your rheumatoid arthritis, and perhaps allow you to use less opioids if they put you on medicines for rheumatoid arthritis. Some of those medicines that we share with the psoriatic arthritis patients include Humira and Enbrel and methotrexate that I've mentioned in a previous portion of this segment. But I hope that is helpful to you. Keep trying to get in with the doctors at LSU, Ochsner, to see if they can help you. Yes, sir.
Yes.
And he sent me out and gave me a list of doctors, but I can't seem to find one that can.
Yes, sir.
That,
I wish I.
He said.
Yeah. So,
it's gonna be
you. So you need to go to LSU Ochsner and get in the rheumatology clinic there. They could help you there, I'm sure. So thank you so much for calling. We appreciate that.
Thanks, Mo, for your call.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Like you mentioned, the Medicaid issue is just a whole nother thing. So I appreciate you coming on today, because, we're just running out of time here. But just give us some final thoughts on psoriatic arthritis, and tell us how people can see you.
Well, psoriatic arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis that some of our callers were calling about, is an inflammatory disease of the joints in which the immune system makes a mistake and damages the joints, the tendons, and the ligaments. At the same time, it may also be causing skin rashes that is classic psoriasis. There are many good treatments for it. Unfortunately, paying for them in our current medical environment is difficult. Patients can access me. I'm on the internet at arthdoc.com, Facebook/arthdoc, and I'm in the phone book, and you can call my office. It is at 318-424-9240. That's 318-424-9240. I'm at 740 Jordan in Shreveport, close to the intersection of I-49 and I-20.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many different forms of arthritis and so many different ways of treating it. So thank you for breaking down this type of arthritis for us. And we look forward to having you on again. And we'll see you next time for another edition of Healthline 3.